sets. Slightly harder fought win than expected, but good to have 3 points on the board in the end.
Yep, really pleased that we were able to take last week's performance into this week and score 3 goals in the first half and effectively put the game to bed, although we didn't make it easy for ourselves by, you know, getting going down to 10 men. I thought that the winners obviously on top after that, 3 men forward and had 3 or 4 chances. We rode our luck at times. But I had a chat with the referee afterwards. He thought it was excessive force in the tackle. I think Darrell's been unfairly penalised there. I think he got stitched up with a short pass and it's just a mistimed tackle. I don't think there was any intent in it. I thought it was a yellow card, but I thought it was a mistimed tackle more than anything else. And I think there's been 2 or 3 tackles that have gone the other way where the intent was perhaps a little bit greater, but they were less severely punished. And I was a little bit frustrated after the game, if I'm honest with you, because we've got the softest team in the league and we've had 2 players sent off in 2 games. It's just obviously pleasing that we were able to win and get 3 points on the board for the first game of the season, because it's important for us to start well. So yeah, we're pleased to be up and running now with 2 wins from 2 games.
Tom Bailey and Nico both got 3 in 2 games. I'm really pleased with how they've started.
Yeah, they're starting to develop an understanding. The first goal's a good flick on by Tom, and Nicky's got in there on the end of it, and it's a really calm and composed finish. And then, you know, Tinks has put a great ball in and Nicky's finished it off with a header. And then Tom Bailey's goal, he's won the challenge. He's really bright in his movement. We've been working hard at trying to get him in. And it's a really good little pass. I can't forget who's played it. I think it might be Carlos, but it's a neat little pass in. It's a clinical finish from Tom. So, and that's what we expected. It's pleasing that it can become a bit of a stigma when you're a forward. You can do all the right things and it sometimes doesn't quite go for you. So it's pleasing, obviously, for them to be amongst the goals in the early part of the season.
And then it's played about the last half an hour, 10. You must have been really pleased that the chances and goal were limited, and it was only really Potsy's diving heading into the bottom corner that's breached Aaron's goal.
Yeah, I think, you know, I spoke with the lads after the game and said if that's a game last year, we'd have probably lost that game. We'd have probably crumbled and conceded, but you know, ours is nice and solid and we've put lots of pressure on bodies on the line and we've, you know, won lots of headers and we have ridden our luck. They've hit the post and hit the bar. And, you know, you get those days in football, we'll play far, far better than that and lose, and we'll also probably play far worse and win. So you just got to take it as it goes. I'm pleased with the effort and commitment, particularly our defensive unit. Once we were down to 10 men, we've obviously brought Joe Shaw and we've shored it up a little bit, and everybody's committed and everybody's behind what we're trying to do, and we've really expressed the importance of keeping clean sheets. It was a big area for improvement for us from last season, and you know, barring an own goal, we'd have had 2 clean sheets from 2 games. So I think the referee's decision there changes the context of the game. The referee's can explain his point of view, you know, he's not really talking about that, but I think decisions like that totally change the context of the game, and I didn't see us under any danger at all really until the decision to send Darrell off. So you know, to still get the win is a credit to the lads, and it was a full defensive effort from all 10 of them, to be fair.
There's about 10 teams in this league who consider themselves promotion contenders this season. Widnes were one of those teams, or are one of those teams. Moving forward onto Tuesday night at Bootle, second game of the season, but has this become a promotion 6 points already?
No, I don't think so. It's obviously a long season. We've not been helped out by the fixtures secretary. We've got some tough fixtures in the first month, and but the, you know, they're all tough fixtures in our league. We've talked about kind of some. We just focused on us and some of the areas for development that we have. We want to make progress as a group of players and management team and club. We want to try and do things the right way and try and do things our way and worry about other people when it comes to it. We're not overly worried about anybody else, if we're honest with you, because like I've just said, there's decisions that can go your way and decisions that can go against you, and it can change the context of the game. So we're just going to concentrate on what we're trying to do. Bootle will obviously be another tough test, and we'll just take it one game at a time and try and prepare for Tuesday night. We're a bit walking woundedy, but we're hoping that you know, we'll be able to get a team on the pitch and give them a game.
Thanks very much, Adam.
Thanks, mate.